Did you know that the Royal Life Saving Society offer non-accredited CPR and defibrillator awareness sessions? These sessions are interactive. They're engaging participants with hands-on experience using CPR training equipment. The Royal Life Saving Society can also facilitate training on purchased defibrillators, making sure that communities are prepared to handle critical situations with confidence, empowering individuals to become effective first responders in any emergency. Nikki Thornhill, State Manager with the organisation, is here to share some pretty important information with us. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, Nikki, can you explain to us how a defibrillator works?
Yeah, so a defibrillator is a medical device that delivers an electric shock to the heart or through the heart in order to restore a normal rhythm. So it doesn't start the heart again, it just restores a normal rhythm because our heart tends to go into fibrillation, so it beats overly quickly. So that way what it does is it just shocks it enough to go, hey, restart again, do the right thing.
Okay. Now, Nikki, why is being defibrillator aware so very important?
Knowing how to use one can help save lives. When a person is in cardiac arrest, every minute that passes without treatment reduces their chance of survival by 7 to 10%. Delivering a shock to the heart, a defibrillator can restore that normal rhythm and increase the chance of survival, and anyone can use them. So they actually tell you what to do. They're that smart.
And that's going to be my next question, actually, Nikki. For any of us that might be a little bit challenged with technology, you reckon it's that easy, is it?
Yes, it is. So defibrillators these days, they actually tell you what to do. So they'll tell you where to place the pads. They tell you that it will be checking for a rhythm, that, you know, when to shock, when not to shock, or what to do. So it goes through all of that. So anyone can literally grab one, pop it on someone, and go.
Okay. Now, I'm curious to learn the other benefits, and there are... There are certainly benefits for people that are tested with a defibrillator.
Yeah, so early defibrillation can also reduce the need for hospitalisation or long-term hospitalisation, as it can prevent further damages to the heart and other organs. It can significantly improve a person's quality of life, preventing long-term complications such as heart failure, and can also lead to a reduction in mobility and overall health. So these results are significant cost savings on individuals and health providers.
And Nikki, are they easy to maintain, and is it easy to check to see if they're still working?
Yeah, absolutely. So a defibrillator is self-checking, so businesses do need to have a system in place for regular or daily checks, but it's literally just having a look at the little flashing light that will tell you whether it's in good condition. There's no real other things that go wrong, so like you don't actually have to, you know, pull it apart, check the batteries. It tells you what to do and when. Organisations can also have an external person come in to check it once a year.
Mm-hmm. And that'd be not a bad idea as well, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you know, considering that they take a couple of years to expire, so generally 3 to 5 years, but having someone come in, you know, just to make sure everything's all good, you know, I think that just helps businesses, you know, feel better about things.
Good, good. And is there anything else that we should know, Nikki, in regards to the pads and things like that?
Yeah, so different defibrillators do have a different requirement of pad placement, so it's always really important to actually check, you know, when you do pull the defibrillator out, to actually look where it's telling you to place. So sometimes it's, you know, across, so like one up on the right shoulder, one around the left rib. For children, sometimes it can be, you know, front and back, but it all depends on the size and the special keys that are in there. But again, the defibrillators do tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Nikki Thornhill, State Manager of Royal Life Saving Society, thanks very much for keeping our community connected, Nikki. And if anybody would like to hear this again, they can go onto the 101.5 website and click on podcast. Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you so much.